Good morning. We look forward to beginning our preparation for the San Francisco 49ers. A very good football team, a physical football team that runs the football. They're 10th in the league in rushing. They're second on defense, which they've been an outstanding defensive team for quite a number of years. They're coming off an overtime win, as you well know, a hard-earned win in the Dome Stadium in New Orleans. And so, as I say, good football team. We're anxious to get back to work.
Tom, they're a team that obviously likes to turn people over. Do you really have to pay attention to the details as far as holding on to the football?
Oh, absolutely. They're plus six, so they've done a good job of that. That kind of goes along with the style of the way they play. They're very aggressive defensively. They have good personnel. They're very multiple in their scheme. Once it gets to third down, they do a great job of rushing the passer. You know, physical outfit for sure. But, yeah, ball security, very, very important.
What do you expect to see? How much of a Rashad Jennings on the field today? And how much of a lift do you think he can give this team?
Well, I think he will give our team an outstanding lift. He will practice. The term is going to be limited. But we had him in that capacity a week ago. We selectively worked him. We thought that he did well under those circumstances a week ago. And I think that we'll progress throughout the course of this week. And hopefully without a setback now, he'll be ready to go.
How's Peyton Hillis doing with the concussion?
Not good. No, he and Jaquan are both still under doctor supervision. They were sent home today.
What are your thoughts on Jason Pierre-Paul just overall this season? Has it been what you wanted? Do you want to see more from him?
Well, I mean, you obviously always want to see more, but he's played hard. He's given good effort. He hasn't got the numbers in terms of just getting the quarterback sacks, but he's been very aggressive, and as I said, he's played hard. He's made things happen. I think that the probably in all likelihood the ball has gone the other way quite a bit, even in the run game this year. So we'd like everybody, we'd like the coaches, the players, everybody to of course do a better job to get ourselves out of this hole. But his effort has been good. Well, play better. I mean, it's the number one goal defensively every week is the same thing, and it's to stop the run. Obviously, we haven't done a very good job of that, but hopefully we'll put a good plan together. The players will do a good job with it, and perhaps we can do a better job. They're going to run it. That's their deal. And they're going to set things up with the run. So you have to be very, very good, very, very strong. We need turnovers. We need field position. We need all the things we always talk about.
Tommy,
Where
do you turn with the Jaquan out and at that position? And do you expect to make major defensive changes? Obviously, haven't gone the way you guys wanted in the last couple of weeks defensively.
There's the rotations will remain basically the same. You're in a position week in and week out where you have to deal with the injuries and who can go and who can't go. And we'll do the same thing this week. This is our team. Guys have got to step up. We spent an awful lot of time talking this morning about, standing tall and the attitude not being affected by the outside, but rather by the feeling of oneness on the inside and the fact that we have a lot of games to go and the fact that we need to play four solid quarters and we need to overcome some things that have all of a sudden been a difficulty for us as if the bottom was going to fall out because one bad thing happened. So we've talked a lot about that today, and hopefully the players are going to deal with that in the right way.
When you're more than halfway through a season and your defense is 32nd against the run, 32nd overall, which is obviously not where you want to be, is there anything at this point that you can do? Can you change up your scheme, or is it too late to do anything other than hope that people play better?
No, you can always adjust what you do. You begin camp with a lot of versatility, flexibility, with the idea that you can tap into certain things throughout the course of the way. So I don't see that as an issue. But the idea of playing what you play better, what your home base is, and how well you do it, there are some teams that don't change a thing, line up the same way every week. Do a very good job of it. So there are subtle changes, some that, of which you may not see or recognize, but there are subtle changes based on the opponent.
And I know that you don't like to use it as an excuse, but is there any doubt when you look at the missing John Beeson and the hits you've taken in the secondary have contributed to your defense?
Well, everyone goes through the same thing. Like you say, that's no excuse. Unfortunately, these things happen in the game. I feel badly for the guys that have been hurt and gone on, whether it be Prince or whoever. But still, all teams experience things like this.
What's most troubling to you about the defense's performance? I mean, obviously, you haven't done well against run or pass, and there's also been some major breakdowns downfield, giving up a lot of 20-plus yard plays. What's the one thing to you that you look at?
Well, I don't know if there's any one thing. You've just named a bunch of things. All those things put together are the concern. And, you know, hopefully that'll improve. Well, I think it definitely does. It gives you a chance to tweak, if you will, the way that you went into one game, in terms of knowing the opponent knows or sees what you've done the week previous. But yeah, I would say yes. Well, you have to be in a position to contain that. I mean, if you watch, he kept the ball in a truly solo naked bootleg with no receivers, no anything last week, and they did a decent job with that. I think he got a first down, but it wasn't a big chunk of yardage. He has the ability. He's very good on his feet. The big play of the game was he's outside of the defense and throws the transcontinental back across the field on 4th and 10. They make a play and kick a field goal, put it in overtime, win the game. So there's no doubt. You have to be disciplined. You have to recognize. You have to stay at home. You have to – whoever – you know, it's all plotted out. Who has dive, who has quarterback, who has pitch, that stuff is all plotted out. And you got to be able to stick with it. You got to recognize it first and foremost.
Tom, you do have two defensive ends on the injury list, Kiwanuka and DeMontre Moore. Are they in danger of, you know, missing a lot of practice and not playing?
Well, what we've ended up with, Kiwanuka works one of the 2 days at this point in the season, and I expect that DeMontre will work tomorrow.
In your mind, in the read option, does Kaepernick run it in similar fashion to your view, or is he?
It's a little bit different in terms of how they go about it, but the similarities are there. He's very good at it. Well, I've spent time with the defensive staff, as I always do, and not on a full-time basis. I don't sit in there with them while they're grinding away. But I was at the meeting the other day, and I'll certainly spend a lot of time on the tape.
Change any of the structure there in terms of
no.
Play calling? Or
no, design? No.
With Jeff Schwartz, do you expect to activate him this week?
Well, he's going to get a lot of work this week, and we have till next Monday to make that call. But he will get, you know, his activities increased, and we'll do the same thing this week.
Do you have an idea of which side he's going to get a lot of work at?
He can play them all. You know, it's the idea is put him out there, put him in position, give him lots of work, and see how he responds.